Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People say, well, I have such and such a phobia. I have this a phobia and that a phobia. Another a phobia. I'm sorry. It's a clinical condition. Oh, clinical. Well, you just don't understand that, Brother Keith. I mean, don't make fun. Why? Well, you want us to reverence your disease. People do. They want us to go, oh, now this is not your ordinary thing here. I mean, this is extra mojo bad here. This is. Right? People will get mad at you if you don't reverence their problem. Because they're not in faith in God. They have more faith in this thing to cripple them than they do in God to heal them. When do you ever have to have anxiety attacks?
Never.
Or quaking, shaking heart?
No.
Huh?
Never.
Or nervous spells?
Never.
When?
Never.
You know the last time I had a nervous spell? Let me see. I don't remember having a nervous spell. I go day after day and week after week and am just happy and have peace and sit in my chair and just thank God and be happy. And we hear some reports sometime that are not good. But anything that's begin to try to shake me, I just remind myself that God is on the throne. He's seen it all before. He's heard it all before. And He is committed to keep what I've committed to Him. Right? Until that day. Right? And so what if you die? If the Lord tarries is coming, we all gonna die. Didn't you know that? I'm not afraid to die. You shouldn't be afraid to die. Right? Yeah, but what if it kills you? What if it kills you? It could kill you, Brother King. Well, I doubt it. When it comes to things hurting me, I'm a doubter. Because I have faith in God to keep me. But if worst case scenario, if I missed it somehow and I didn't receive and something went wrong and I died, well, whoop-de-doo. I step out of my body and my angel is there. He says, hey. I go, hey, you a big fella. He said, do you like to go the scenic route? Some neat stuff over in the Milky Way. I said, yeah. Can we go fast? I want to go fast. Nothing. How much have death for the Christian who knows God is nothing to fear. Nothing. To fear. You quit breathing, you leave your body, you're out of here. You go to see Jesus. All your family that's already there, check out your new mansion. Nothing to have an anxiety attack over. Right? Nervous spells are not for children of God. Anxiety attacks are not for the redeemed. Quaking. Shaking hearts. None of these things. Somebody said out loud, I've been redeemed. I keep my mind on Him. And He keeps me in perfect peace. The 66 goes on with that. It all flows together. He said, your life will hang in doubt before you. And you will fear, there it is, day and night. And shall have none assurance of your life. I hope everybody's with me right now. Are you with me?
Yes.
Don't get irritated at me, please. This is your deliverance.
Amen.
You need to begin to get happy about this right now. Right? If you're watching by internet, don't get mad at me. I'm reading the Bible. And we care about you. We don't want to see you shut up in your house. Scared to go outside. That's bondage. That's a curse. You've been redeemed. Right? Listen, this translation of verse 66 says, your life will be a burden to you. Night and day you'll go in fear, uncertain of your life. You'll live in constant suspense, filled with dread, night and day, never sure of your life. Are there people who live in constant suspense? What kind of life is that? Well, I'm scared I'll die, Brother Keith. Well, we've already been through that. What if you died? Jesus tarries his coming. You are going to die. How many people on the planet died today? A lot of them. Right? How many people died in the state of Missouri? A lot of people. You drive by cemeteries all the time. Those folk used to be alive. Like me and you. On the planet. And now they're not. And the same thing had happened to them. Unless the Lord comes beforehand, will happen to you. Right? I don't like thinking about it, Brother King. Well, you need to think about it. Look at it. You're mortal. It's not a deal. Doesn't mean you stop being. You just leave this place. Death for the Christian is nothing to fear. It's nothing to fear. Let me read the rest of this. Verse 67. In the morning you'll say, I wish it was evening. At evening you'll say, would God it was morning. Now that's a sad way. Now this is talking about people of God living like this. Why? Because of being hard-headed and rebellious. Oh, I wish the day was over. I wish it'd hurry up and get dark. Oh, I wish the sun had hurry up and come up. Why? Why? Because they're not enjoying their life. Their life is in suspense. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. Say it out loud, living in suspense.
Living in fear.
Trembling heart.
Sorrow of mind.
Finding no ease. According to Deuteronomy 28:65, 66, 67, it's part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from failing of eyes, sorrow of heart, quaking, shaking heart, fearful mind, living in suspense, nervous, anxiety attacks. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. And I'm not afraid to die. I'm saved. I know what happens when I die. I am not afraid to die.
Hallelujah.
I'm not afraid to die. I know I'm going to die if the Lord tarries his coming. As soon as I get through, I'm ready to get out of here. Miss Evelyn Roberts, you know, just went home to be with the Lord. I think they're doing pretty good. I found out privily that she'd been telling them she's ready. She was ready now. And she went. And that's what we have to look forward to. And the devil wants you to build up death as some morbid, dark, the end. And they dig a hole. And they put you in a box. And they put you in the cold, cold ground. and they throw the dirt on the box. Ooh. Honey, you will not be there. You will not be there. You will be long gone. You will be out of here. Out of here. You won't be in the ground. They put him in the ground. They put their old, wore out house in the ground. And it won't be long. They're going to come by and pick it up. And Jesus is going to fix it. You do not have to have a body to live and exist. Now you have to have a body to live here on the planet. But you don't have to have a body to exist. God's a spirit. He's very much alive. You and I are spirits. Are you with me? Now, I know I'm taking some time with this, but do you understand how the devil tries to play with people's minds about being morbid about death? And, you know, it bothers me that you see some of our youth so infatuated with death, and they think it's cool, and it's ignorant. It's like unsaved people would act, right? We are the children of light and life. Not darkness and death. Right? We're not confused about death. We know what happens when we die. To depart and be with Christ is far better. Better what? Better than being here? Far better. Far better. Glory to God. So why should I fear? Why should I tremble when somebody gives me a bad report? You know? But how many understand, you're not ready to live till you're ready to die.
That's right. Amen.
You're not ready to face stuff in life till you are ready to face death.
Right.
And when you're ready to face death, you are fearless.
Right.
You can handle anything.
Amen.
You can deal with anything. Say it out loud, strong, one more time. I am not afraid to die.
I am not afraid to die.
I have no fear of death.
I have no fear of death.
I know my God. And to depart and be with Christ is far better than being here. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from an Unsound Mind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004F. That's R-1004F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.